This is BN The Know, and here's your host, Jamie London.
In the studio, we have Nick Moran, the race coordinator for the 5 Chaos. Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. So give us the details. When is your race and where?
Sure. 5 Chaos is returning for its 6th year on August 19th.
Okay.
Same place as the previous 5 years, Hunter Oaks Equestrian Trails in Carlock.
Okay. And coming up here in a couple days, there is going to be a price jump, right? So you need to sign up right now?
You need to sign up today.
Okay.
In fact, if you procrastinate by a few more days, you'll still be okay. But there is a price increase to $48, and that begins on May 24th.
Okay, so what is the price right now?
Today, it's $43.
Okay.
And on the 24th, it will become $48.
Got to save $5.
You got to save $5.
Exactly.
Save $5 on 5 Chaos.
Yes. So some of these proceeds going to Children's Home and Aid?
Yes.
Okay.
So this year, 5 Chaos is expanded, and we're actually benefiting two not-for-profit entities.
Oh, okay.
Children's Home and Aid and Easter Seals Central Illinois.
Two very great causes.
We look forward to working with them.
Okay, so who came up with that name? Because is this like a national thing, or is this kind of just local here? Because it's a very interesting name.
So a group of us came up with 5 Chaos.
Okay.
It is local. It is a Central Illinois obstacle race. We decided to put it together. Several people on the committee have done national races.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted something local that everyone could participate in and raise funds to go back to organizations that needed it.
Oh, okay, great. Let's talk about the obstacles. I know obstacles can be scary for some people, like, oh no, what if I can't do it? So can you describe some of these obstacles and who can do this race? Anyone?
Sure. This race is great for anyone.
Okay.
We have obstacles that will challenge everyone. Those that are out to compete can run in the 9 o'clock heat. The top 3 men and the top 3 women in that heat are eligible for gift cards from Often Running.
Oh, good.
The rest of the heats throughout the day are open. If you meet an obstacle that you cannot complete, there will be an alternate exercise that you can do.
Okay.
But obstacles that you can expect to encounter, mud pit, a lot of rolling terrain. People think Central Illinois is flat.
No,
it's not. Flat in Carlock. some big hills out there. Cargo net, some balance items, carrying of some items.
Okay.
So we have a whole gamut of obstacles. It's just over a 5K distance. And this year we have approximately 25 obstacles.
Oh, wow. So they're scattered. There's a lot of them scattered.
There's a lot
of
obstacles. Some of them are natural terrain. Some of them are built. Some of them we'll bring in for the day and then put them back in storage.
Okay, so we're not going under like barbed wire or anything scary like that,
you
right?
No, we just can't get barbed wire and fire approved by our attorneys.
What is wrong with them?
I don't understand.
Okay, well, anything else that you'd like to add about the race while you're here?
You know, free parking, free spectators, local. It's only 12 minutes outside of Normal.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 Chaos continues to grow. So our challenge to everyone over the last 5 years, and this year included, is can you conquer the chaos?
Can you give us some contact information? Website, Facebook, all that jazz?
Sure. Our Facebook is 5chaos.org, and that's spelt number 5, KHAOS.org. You'll have our Facebook contact there. You can contact the race committee through there as well. And if you watch Facebook and website, we will be releasing our volunteer link so that people can volunteer if they choose not to participate and run in 5 Chaos.
Okay, wonderful. So one more time, when and where?
August 19th, Hunter Oaks Equestrian Trails in Carlock. It's just 12 minutes outside of Normal.
Okay, and sign up now so you don't have to pay that extra $5
yes,
here in a couple days.
Prices go up on the 24th.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN The Know.
Here with the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal, we have the CEO, Tony Morstadter, also the development coordinator, Megan Fitzgerald. Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. How about you?
Good. Okay, so you guys have a big golf outing coming up.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's coming up on June 16th. It's our 15th annual one, actually. It's over at Ironwood Golf Course. It's our second year over there, and we're really excited about it. We have teams of four, best position tournament, and we start at 8 a.m. with a shotgun start.
Okay, so are there still openings? Can we still get in that if we want to?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're interested in joining a team, putting a team together,
that's okay.
You can find our registration online on our website, bgcb-n.org. Or you can call the Boys and Girls Club directly, and I can walk you through it.
Okay, and how much does that cost?
It's $85 per person and $340 for the whole team.
Okay, and what does that get you besides your golf? Do you get a cart?
You get a golf cart, okay. Yep. You get a continental breakfast. You'll get a lunch. And then you'll get a great morning out there with the group.
Wonderful. And prizes afterwards?
Yes, we will be raffling off some prizes as well.
Okay, perfect. Any sponsors you want to thank for that?
All of our sponsors, really, we've got a lot of great local support. Really, the community is amazing, and we're really excited to move forward with it.
Okay, wonderful. Are you going to be golfing, Tony?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Good.
We'll be out there early, getting things set up and prepared for the day, and then I'll get out there and enjoy the day as well. So okay. I think it's a great way to start the Father's Day weekend.
Oh, that is Father's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, good idea. You can take Dad out golfing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great. And summer programs, I know you guys have a lot of them, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, our summer programs begin June 5th.
Okay.
We take about a week off to prepare our staff for summer programs, get them trained, and kind of get caught up to speed with everything. And we have actually three different locations. We have our teen center, which is at the Lawrence Irving Neighborhood Center. We've got our K through 6, which is at our Illinois Street location. And then we also have a program at our Bloomington Junior High School location.
Okay. And how do the kids become part of the summer programs?
Yeah, just like signing up for the golf outing, if you want to visit our website or give the club a call, our phone number is 829-3034. We'd be able to help you guys or any interested parties in the application process, any questions they may have.
Okay. And are there any guidelines to being in these programs, or is it open to every child in Bloomington Normal?
It's open to everyone. It's real, unless you're actually 6 to 18.
Oh, okay.
So younger than 6, we just...
Got to wait.
Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned your website. You guys have a Facebook.
We do, yeah. Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington Normal. Yep, we have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well.
Okay, wonderful. On the Instagram yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
not yet, just those two for now, but we're working for it.
Okay, perfect. And throughout the year, maybe especially during the summer, are you guys looking for volunteers?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
We get volunteers from all over the community, especially we get a lot of students who come in and want to work with our kids, which is great. But really, we have a really wide volunteer base, which has been awesome. If anybody's interested, there's, again, on our website.
Okay.
but also, they can call here over at the clubhouse, talk to any of our unit directors, and they can get everything set up and go through an orientation.
Okay. Well, guys, anything else you'd like to add while you're sitting in here?
Just want to thank the community again. I mean, they really are amazing and incredible. We couldn't do what we do without them. We really are the middle piece between the schools and the families, and we just love the support that we get.
Okay, wonderful. And a money question. You are having a golf outing, raising money. Does all that money stay right here in Bloomington Normal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, all our donors, they support our club locally.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now, that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN the Know.
We have Melissa Graven in. She's the Communicable Disease Supervisor at the McLean County Health Department. Melissa, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. well, it's May, and May is Hepatitis Awareness Month.
Yeah.
There are several kinds of hepatitis, correct?
There are.
Okay.
There are several.
Okay. What do we have there?
So the first, there's several different kinds, but the three we mainly focus on are Hepatitis A, Hepatitis B, and Hepatitis C.
Oh, so there's more than that even.
There's like D, E,
oh,
I think
goodness.
There's even an F, but they are so new and up and coming. I don't even know that much about them.
Oh, okay.
They're still investigating them and how they're transmitted.
But, okay. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of give an overview of what A, B, and C are?
Sure. So all of them are viruses. They're all three viruses that you get in kind of different ways. Hepatitis A is one that you get through contaminated food or hand washing.
Okay.
So it's a virus that if somebody went to the bathroom and didn't wipe their hands good enough and then handled your food, could pass it along that way. So we call it a fecal oral route.
Okay.
Or even some seafood, because their bottom feeders can suck up the virus from body of water they're in. And mm-hmm. then if you ingest that, you can get hepatitis A. The good thing about hepatitis A is a couple things. I mean, not that it's good to have hepatitis A, but when you become infected, you shed the virus all on your own and you can never get it again.
Oh, kind of like chicken pox?
Exactly.
Kinda? Okay.
You become immune. The other good thing is there is a vaccine to prevent hepatitis A vaccine. So we do recommend hepatitis A vaccine for certain populations that are in a higher risk for contracting it. And if you travel, if you're going to go out of the U.S. for any travel, we strongly recommend you get the two-dose vaccine.
Okay. Is that one you get when you're a kid?
No, it's not required. It's recommended. So some doctors in town incorporate that into the schedule for your kids. So it's very likely your children already have it. As an adult, you probably didn't. It's not required for anything.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And then what about hepatitis B?
Hepatitis B is probably the one most everybody's familiar with. Hepatitis B is actually 100 times more infectious than HIV.
Oh.
Hepatitis B is a required vaccine starting about 2005 or 6. It became required for entry into school.
So it's a fairly new vaccine.
It's fairly new. I mean, new in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It's been around that long. And then if you're in the healthcare field or other fields where you may come in contact with blood, it would be required for your employment.
Okay.
So that one you get through blood, exchanging blood, sex. Those are the two primary ways that you would get hepatitis B infection.
Okay. And then the last one that we're going to talk about today, C.
Yeah. So hepatitis C, unfortunately, there's no vaccine for hepatitis C. We're seeing more and more hepatitis C cases because it's a relatively new on the scene disease. We're seeing it primarily affecting people born between the years of 1945 and 1965.
Okay.
That seems to be 70% of the cases, 75% of the cases are among that age cohort. So it's strongly recommended that anybody born between those years get one hepatitis C screening test.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just a blood test?
So it can be a blood test.
Okay.
At the health department, we actually have a rapid hepatitis C test that it's a finger poke, and within 20 minutes, it's a screening test. It can say if it's, yeah, we're picking up something that might say you have hepatitis C, or no, there's nothing here looking like hepatitis C. If we see something that might be indicative of Hep C, we would refer you back to your primary doctor to get a confirmatory test.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as far as symptoms go for any of these, if you are feeling anything, mm-hmm. thinking anything, what would those things be that you would need to call you or a doctor?
Yeah, so they can be pretty benign. A lot of people who have these infections have no symptoms. If you have an acute infection, you're usually going to have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sometimes abdominal pain because that liver's swollen.
Mm-hmm.
You can get yellowing of the skin of the eyes called jaundice,
okay.
which usually is what's going to send most people to go to their doctor.
Right. That's the wrong color.
Yeah. This isn't quite right.
Right.
So that's usually what prompts people to go in and seek medical care. Otherwise, most people have no idea these have infections until later on they're doing a wellness exam. Their liver enzymes are slightly elevated. And boom, we found out you've been infected with hepatitis B or C maybe for years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure your website has a lot of material that people can read?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And if it doesn't, the cdc.gov is an excellent place to get information. You could even type it in your search, cdc.gov, hepatitis A, and it'll take you right to their hepatitis A page.
Okay, perfect. Well, mm-hmm. did you want to add anything else about this month being Hepatitis Awareness Month?
I always want to be a proponent of vaccines. Check your vaccine history and status. If you show that you haven't had your hepatitis A or B vaccine, come and see us. We're happy to help that, provide that for you. And you can also see and talk to your primary doctor.
Okay. Let's move on to mumps now. I hear they're popping up in McLean County.
Yes, they're keeping us very busy at the health department. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how, why is that happening?
Well, you know, a couple of years ago we had our first kind of outbreak, mm-hmm. and after that outbreak, we realized mumps is probably going to be something we're going to see in McLean County for indefinitely. Okay. It's going to be something that we're going to always have to think of. And I think we're seeing it, because it's now, it's here, it's got a foothold. And so we're just going to continue to see these outbreaks pop up.
Okay. Yeah. So what exactly is the mumps? What does that look like on a person?
It's another virus.
Okay.
Fun thing about viruses, you can't treat them. Mm-hmm. You just kind of have to let them run their course. Most people who become infected with mumps will have fever, tired, achy, sometimes a sore throat, sometimes headache. The kind of telltale sign of mumps is a swollen salivary gland that sits right in front of your ear and your cheek.
Okay.
So you look like a little chipmunk.
Oh.
Yeah, and that swelling can happen on one or both sides, or you may not have any swelling.
Okay.
So a lot of our cases that we find maybe didn't have that swelling, only on the one side for just a few days.
Okay. So. Is any age group at a higher risk?
Any group that's at a higher risk is if you've not had your two doses of MMR vaccine, whether okay. you're a little one or you're 22, 23 year old.
That, so it doesn't discriminate.
It does not discriminate.
Okay.
We are seeing the majority of cases happening in our older adolescent, young adults, you know, 16 to 22, 23, 24 year old range.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's because of their kind of social activities they have. They're in usually residential confined settings, going to parties, doing fun things in which they're exchanging fluids
right.
that lets that mumps virus go from person to person. So,
okay. Well, anything else, Melissa, you'd like to add about mumps besides get that vaccine?
Get your vaccine. Make sure you're immune. And if you are ill, stay home and go see your doctor.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN the Know.
In the studio, Emily Fisher, the event planning coordinator with the YWCA. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Your first interview, huh?
Yes.
Are you so nervous?
A little,
yeah.
But I'm excited.
It'll be fun, I promise. Just like the Dash Against Discrimination will be a lot of fun. So tell us about this Dash.
So it is our second Dash Against Discrimination. It's a color run.
Fun.
You can do a 5K walker run or you can do the 1 mile course. So we have two courses and both courses will have color stations along the way that'll just splash you with color. It's a family friendly event. So come join us on June 10th.
June 10th. Okay, so you can sign up right now, I'm assuming.
Yes, you can sign up at our website, which is www.ywcamclean.org.
Okay.
Or you can give us a call at 309-662-0461.
Okay, and I know I'm a big Facebook person, Facebook event person. There is a Facebook event.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people just like to go there, get all the details, sign up. But you can sign up through there, right?
Yes, you can definitely sign up through there. It's through our YWCA McLean County Facebook page.
Okay. So where is this money going?
So it'll all go to our Mission Impact Program, which is our program at the YWCA that supports our mission mm-hmm. and boosts our mission, so to say.
Okay. So it's Dash Against Discrimination. Is this discrimination just against women or is it all discrimination?
It's all discrimination.
Okay.
So anyone can come and just kind of help us eliminate that racism and discrimination that we try to do through our mission.
Okay. Fantastic. And so, Dayev, you said family-friendly event. You've got the walk, the race. What else is going to be happening? Any other guests going to be out there?
So we will be giving away raffle prizes throughout the run, which is great. It's at GE Union Park.
Okay.
And you
can
check in at 8 a.m. and the run begins at 9 a.m.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Emily, anything else that you'd like to add about the Dash Against Discrimination?
Yes. So prices, it's $15 for individuals, $45 for a group of four.
Oh, okay.
And that's the early bird pricing. Early bird ends May 28th.
Okay.
And so register today.
Yes, definitely. So one of the lesser expensive races, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. It is. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Come join us.
Definitely. Okay, Emily, event details one more time.
You can go to our website, ywcamclean.org, or give us a call at 309-662-0461.
And when and where is this dash?
It is on June 10th, starting at 8 a.m., at GE Union Park in Bloomington.
Okay, thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Sharing has never been easier. But what if we could actually do more than just collect likes? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. Capture what you love and pass it on at wearestrongerthanms.org.
And now, back to BN the Know.
We have a few special ladies here in the studio. From Relay for Life, we have Katina Struble, who's the event lead this year. And also the ACS, American Cancer Society, staff partner, community manager. She has a lot of titles. Kimberly Wright. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. So your big day is coming up here real quick in McLean County.
It is. We can't wait. We've been preparing for a while.
All year.
Pretty much.
Okay. So when is it? Give us all the details for your Relay for Life this year.
So our Relay for Life is June 23rd. Soft opening is at 4 o'clock. We're going to do our big opening at 6:30, and it's going 24 hours this year, so we're Woo-hoo. Going through Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a long one this year.
Yeah, and normally you have a 12?
16.
Or 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're completely different events. So if you haven't right. been to like a 24-hour... Whoa, get prepared. It's crazy, but it's so much fun.
Right. McLean County is traditionally a 24-hour event. Mm-hmm. However, the last couple years, we chose to pull back and do an 18-hour event. But the teams and participants wanted 24 again.
Well, yeah.
So we give them what they want.
Right.
Great. And where's the location?
It's at Normal Community High School.
Okay.
So it's a little ways out there, but that also allows us to make a little bit more noise without getting in right. trouble. So
no calls at 2 a.m.
Right.
from normal PD, huh?
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
a lot of the teams come out and set up camp. We have campsites for every team, and they set up camp and settle in, and they enjoy the entire 24-hour event. Some teams don't come out for the entire 24 hours. They'll come out at specific times that work for them.
Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have a team, even if you've never even heard of Relay for Life, you can still come out. You can see what it's all about. You can participate.
Absolutely.
You can eat dinner out there. I mean, there's so much that happens in that 24 hours.
Absolutely. We actually have added some stuff this year that we're hoping will bring families out that wouldn't normally come out to Relay, just to kind of get the feel of what Relay is about. We're having a car show this year on Saturday. We have a 5K going on Saturday. We've got bands going all night long. So, yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Our kids zone is on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And it kicks off with a hero lap and kids lap. So that together, our heroes in our community, firefighters, police, nurses, doctors, all the heroes of our community will come out and do a lap at 10 a.m. with the kids.
Fun.
And then we have a kids zone with knockerball, bounce houses, face painting. We have a soccer dart or whatever that
huge.
Thing's called.
Yes, yes.
it's like on a phone commercial, right? Like it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's so much fun. We are going to have a blast during the kids zone, and we want all kids in the community to come out. It's a very festival feel, and the kids will have a blast enjoying all of the fun things that are sponsored by various companies in our community that want to contribute to our cause.
Right. And you mentioned a 5K. Do you need to sign up prior to Relay for that, or should you sign
yes.
up prior?
Yes. So the 5K run begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. So it's nice and early when it's cool. Traditionally, like a 5K would be. And individuals can sign up through Fleet Feet.
Okay.
They are handling all of our registration, all of our run process. It's going to be great. Orange Theory Fitness is hosting the 5K as well. They're helping us run the event as a relay team. So it's going to be great. And runners can go and sign up before May 25th for the best price.
Cool. Is Fleet Feet going to bring out their row machine? It's like a water row machine.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll bring that up and see if they'd like to.
Sometimes they bring it out to events, and then they have like a contest to see who can do the most. I won.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm asking. I need to defend my title.
She's going to start preparing now.
Okay. You're preparing ahead of time.
I got to train.
That's awesome. We'll have to check with them.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you ladies would like to add about Relay for Life this year in McLean County?
I think it's a signature event in our community that so many people love and look forward to. And State Farm is our presenting sponsor again this year. We're so thankful for all of their support over the years. They're so on board with the efforts in our fight against cancer. It's mm-hmm. amazing to have all of our community together fighting against cancer. And we are looking forward to some really great bands that are going to be out there
Absolutely.
This year.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about some of those bands?
We actually have Bright Black coming out. We've got Paper Planes coming out. John Tull, Modern Cowboys, Alex and the Exos. We are actually doing Relays Got Talent at midnight.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, from midnight to 2, if you have any kind of talent, come sign up for our Relays Got Talent. It's going to be an awesome show.
I told everyone I was going to sign up and sing, and they all just had this strange look on their face, so I'm not sure what that's about.
You're going to be busy, Kim.
Oh, so it wasn't about my talent.
No, absolutely
it was about
not.
Me being busy.
Yes,
that's why.
Right.
They,
yes.
Oh.
Right, right, right. So can you do like juggling? If like it's not all about singing, right?
Right.
It's any talent whatsoever?
Anything. If you can stand on your head for 5 minutes, come out there and sign
Actually,
up.
Actually, I think I can do that.
You're busy.
They keep discouraging me. I don't understand.
I don't know what's happening.
But yeah, absolutely. A event packed night. I mean, there's going to be stuff going on all night long, all day Saturday. So even if you've never been to a relay before, some people have a misconception that you have to run. It is, you don't have to run. Just come out and enjoy the event.
One of the biggest things we enjoy about our Relay for Life event is all of the cancer survivors in our community that come out to the event. We have a survivor dinner that is sponsored by Avanti's. They come out every year and provide an amazing dinner for our survivors and their caregivers. And we have sometimes as many as 300 survivors that come out. They walk the survivor lap, celebrate the struggle that they've been through, and to be able to enjoy the festivities before and after the survivor dinner is one of the greatest things that they love about it. Sound of Illinois is going to be singing for the survivors in the survivor tent following the lap. And we're looking forward to really some of the early morning hours of 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s party time.
Yeah.
From 4 to 7 a.m. So things are happening nonstop. We don't sleep at Relay for Life.
No.
Because cancer never sleeps.
No, it does not.
So neither do we.
Right.
Okay. Well, how do we get a hold of you, ladies?
So probably the easiest way is if you're on Facebook, you can find our Facebook page, Relay for Life of McLean County. Or if you want to just go to our Relay page, if you Google Relay for Life of McLean County, you can go right to our webpage there also.
Okay, great. And if people still want to make a team, like a last minute ditch effort to make a team, they still
Please
can,
do.
Right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can make a team. You can come the day of the event and sign a team up if you want to and walk the lap. The laps. It is a great time, and it's never too late to create a team. I would like to say our theme this year, our event leadership team has done a great job of incorporating our theme this year into our event, and it is Family Game Night.
Ooh.
So let me tell you, there are going to be so many game activities at the event, and it'll be fun for the entire family.
Great. And we already talked about survivors, but survivors can sign up still, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And just go to the websites and all that jazz?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, ladies, anything else before we go?
No. Just come out and have
come
some
out.
Fun.
Yes. Right. Come out and have a great time and help us beat cancer.
Right. Yes. Okay. So those details one more time, the when and the where?
It is June 23rd through 24th at Normal Community High School.
High School.
Right. Okay, great. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
On the community calendar, tomorrow, a breastfeeding basics class at Advocate Broman Medical Center. It's from 6:30 until 9. The class fee is $15 and registration is required. On Tuesday, from 11 to 1, at Advocate Broman Medical Center, a free bone density heel scan. The screening is free and appointment time is required. Farmer City Heritage Days coming up the 25th, 26th, and 27th. On Saturday, the 27th, lunch at the Lodge. It's from noon until 2 at the Loyal Order of Moose, 614 IAA Drive in Bloomington. The Tri-Shark Triathlon coming up Saturday, June 3rd at 8 o'clock in Hudson. Also on Saturday from noon to 5, beginner basket weaving at 1701 East Empire Street in Bloomington.
This was BN The Know with your host, Jamie London.